From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The credit crunch may be deepening and spreading to different kinds of lending. Steve Tripoli of Marketplace is here now. And Steve, what is the evidence now that the situation is just getting worse?
Well, Madeline, unfortunately, it's coming from several directions. This had been, as we all know, about subprime mortgages. As those mortgages and some of the securities behind them went bad, it squeezed mortgage markets and banks with a little bit of overflow to other lending. But now we're seeing reports that corporate loans and debt backed by commercial real estate and securities backing student loans and municipal bonds are all getting whacked.
And so what does that mean for the economy in general?
Well, several bad things, I'm afraid. First, the value of securities backing those loans falls, so those holding the securities lose out. And if those securities are ignored by investors or bought at a big discount, people are afraid to put out new cash to borrow. That's because they worry they can't package that new debt and sell it. And if there's less lending money out there, what's called liquidity, there's less lubricant for world economic growth. It's like trying to run your car without enough oil in the engine.
And Steve, I understand that very worry seemed to preoccupy the world's finance ministers at a meeting in Tokyo over the weekend.
That's right. They, in fact, openly warned of, quote, a risk of further shocks that could squeeze lending even further. And, you know, Madeline, their worry is, and let's remember it's only a worry, it's not a reality yet, that these kinds of lending squeezes become self-perpetuating and they can really drag the economy down for a long time. In fact, the official report out of Tokyo used these diplomatic but ominous words. It said if liquidity is squeezed further, quote, it is likely that we face a prolonged adjustment, which could be difficult.
So in this country, part of the reaction, at least from the Fed, has been to lower interest rates. But it appears that those interest rate cuts are just not trickling down to people who use credit cards, which is surprising.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, welcome, Madeline, to a harsh lesson in how the game is played. Credit card companies don't have to lower their interest rates just because the Fed does. But there's a real irony this time. One reason banks aren't lowering rates and are even raising them in some cases is because they've lost a barrel of money on their own reckless involvement in subprime lending. So guess who they turn to for extra revenue? Well, many of the same consumers who got pinched by pricey lending practices. Consumer advocate Ed Mierzwinski at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group puts it this way.
The banks are stuck in a mess of their own creation. The market is crashing because of some bad bets made by the banks. Now they're going to make money with their guaranteed cash cow, raise interest rates on consumers using credit cards. It could backfire on the banks.
And, you know, Madeline, he says backfire because consumers may cut back on their card use in the face of high rates. But, you know, that's the final lesson here and why this mess is so darn tricky. To a greater or lesser extent, many of the parties to this crisis have hit a wall, but the people they often have to turn to get out from under are each other. Yikes. So, cheery enough start for this week, Madeline?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. Happy Monday. All right, Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.